I do want to see the times when Brother Wallace, you walk down the street and see a man that's crippled. And he said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have, believe it. Let's start believing that. Let's start believing that. I know we have. I know we have. I believe the blessings of God are for His people. How they come, some say it's this way, it's going to all be divvied up after it gets here. So be it. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. One thing about it, we'll know when we know, won't we? I appreciate God. I appreciate His Son, Jesus. And I appreciate God's people. And my prayer is still, God, put the love of God in my heart for you and your people. That's what I want. I'm thankful to be here.
Every day that I live, I am. made me to think two of all the good things that's been said tonight, that the Savior that we are worshiping and the wonderful things that he does for us, we should really be a happy person, Brother Boyd, and more outward than what we are. Sometimes I look at us and I think, well, you know, it seems like we're too nonchalant, you know. But when you get a good thing and you're thrilled about it, you want everybody to know about it, and you want to everybody to enjoy it just like you do. So I think this is a wonderful, wonderful way. I'll tell you, I'm just thrilled. I'm just thrilled. I'm just so happy that the Lord let me to see this way. And I enjoy it. I'm happy. I'm happy in the Lord. I mean, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm doing the best I can. I'm still running. I haven't made it yet, but I'm still running. So I was thinking how that in life that we strive for things that we want and that we enjoy. I know when we was building our house, of course, we don't have a mansion or anything, but thank the Lord it belongs to us. And but we was so thrilled to go out there and work. And I mean, we worked through the heat and through the cold. And we did things. I mean, we, Harlan's dad and brothers and us, we built it ourselves. And we put a lot of hard work into it, but we was thrilled. But we was looking forward to a time that we would have a home of our own. And so we'd never had a home of our own. And so we worked. And we did things that we'd never done before. I never thought that I would do the things that I did, like plastering the, not plastering the wall, but you know, stripping them out and putting that gook or whatever it is on there. I didn't do the best of job, but I tell you, when time come to sand it down, I sanded all the stuff off that I possibly could. And then now I decorate to where that you'll notice my decoration more than you would my mistakes that I made on the walls. But anyway, the point I'm trying to say is that we were so thrilled to have a home of our own. And that's the way I think about that we are, you know, we're striving for that home that Jesus promised us. And to me, it's a thrilling way. I know that we go through persecutions and let you in a little something other. Later on down the line, it's going to be worse than it is now. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that. But the thing about it is that that we are to be thrilled. And I've always said that I want to be, and I try my best to be, a happy Christian, because we have got, we've got everything to be happy about. And when I think, and at home, when I'm going about my work, I won't be talking to nobody, but I'll be going about my work, and I'm thinking. I'm doing a lot of thinking. And I thought, Lord, it'd be so wonderful, especially when you're having pains or something like that. You think, Lord, when we make it, there'll be no pains. They say no pains, no tears, no sorrow. And you know what? That just more you think about it, the better that sounds. And everything is going to be wonderful. And you know that we want something like that, don't we? We want the best there is. And I just thought, Lord, you're going to give us the best if we just strive to make it. And to be, I know that we're supposed to be thrilled more than what we are, and to tell people about it, because when you get something nice, you want everybody to know about it. And so that's just the way it is. This is a wonderful way, and it's something to be thrilled about. And then when you go through trials and you make it, and you're glad then that you went through the trial, because that's what's going to make us. And we'll never make it without trials and tests, because we got to be tested. Because Jesus is not going to have people to come into his dominion that's not been tested, because he wants to know. And then, too, that makes me to think about Peter. He done a lot of wonderful things, but I was a little bit disappointed in him. When he walked with Jesus and knew all the things that Jesus done, and then he denied the Lord. And you know, that really let me down about him. I thought, no, that's just not good. But anyway, he did it. But I thought how that, and it scares me too when I read about something like that. And I know I've got a real good friend that's been in the body for years and years and years, and worked for the Lord and done so many wonderful things. But they denied the Lord. I mean, they're not with us anymore. And I thought, Lord, that scared me. And I thought, somebody like that that's really went through test and trial. And little old me, Lord, you think I can make it? But he's, as someone said tonight, he said I could. So if he said I can, you know. But, you know, really, I think about things like that when people has been in this way a long, long time. And then they let down and go to the religious world. I'll tell you what, it shakes me because I think, well, as much experience as they've had and seen God do wonderful things and then let down, well, it really makes you want to really get down to business and really live closer to the Lord because, I mean, that's what it's going to take. But anyway, we have to just encourage ourselves and go on in the Lord because this is a wonderful way, and it's getting better all the time. As we come to church and we press in, get closer to the Lord and to feel His Spirit, and I thought how Lord, I hope that this will really come among us in a big way. I know all of y'all are probably, at one time or other, you've had the experience whenever you're supposed to get up and say something, you have a burning inside. You just feel like, I wish it hurt and sit down. I've got something to say. You know, that's the Holy Ghost working. And I thought, Lord, let this work some more in us so that, and you know, used to the religious world, they call it a popcorn service. You know, of course, I don't care about the popcorn service. You pop up and stand, pop up and turn white and sit down. I don't like that, you know. But to get up and have something to say and let it come from that anointing that the Lord gives you through the Holy Ghost, I think, now that's the way I like. And boy, you can feel something, can't you? So tonight, I really appreciate the Lord, and I thank Him. And I thought when Brother Boyd was talking, he said he's excited. I thought, Lord, we need to be more excited because after all, we're going to bid this whole world goodbye and let them have it and all that goes with it. But we're going to sweep it on to glory, and we're going to enjoy life and all that it's got for us because we paid the price. Woo, glory, tell you, that sounds better all the time. So tonight, I appreciate the Lord, and I'm so thankful that I've come this way. And I'll tell you, I've enjoyed it. I'm so thankful. I just tell the Lord at home when I'm going about my work, Lord, I can't believe that you let me in on this good stuff. This is wonderful, wonderful. And here that I've got a chance to make the bride of Christ, to overcome. Oh, Lord, that's wonderful, wonderful. And I thought, oh, God, you're so good, you're so good. And it makes you want to really take up the slack in your life and really live close to God because one of these days it's going to be over and we can enjoy the good benefits that the Lord has given us. So tonight, I'll tell you what, I'm encouraged in the Lord. And I desire to live closer to Him and all because I know this is it. It's it. That's all there is to it. This is it. So tonight, I praise Him and I thank Him. And I'm glad tonight for the good things of the Lord, and I've enjoyed all the good talks. It's just been so good. I've just put all them good nuggets in my pockets, and I'll just go home and enjoy them and time and time again. So anyway, it's good to be here tonight. I'm glad that we have a church that this is another thing that I'm really thankful for, and I thank the Lord many times for it, that we're in a church and with a people that is striving for the real truth in everything. And we don't have to worry or wonder anymore because if we stay hooked up with the Lord the way we are and keep going on Him, He'll give us greater things of the teachings of the Word of God. And I always longed, when I was just a young girl growing up, I always longed to know exactly what the Bible really meant. And that's one thing that I asked the Lord. And I didn't really know what I was asking Him for, but He knew. And I said, Lord, whatever is the right thing, I want it. I want it. And did you know it wasn't too long till a minister of this body of people come to our community. And there's things that led up to that. Even when I was just a young girl, I had typhoid fever and almost died. And some of the families that one man and his wife, he was the instigation of, and as time went on, I was just a young girl then. I wasn't even going to school then. And but from then up until I was 17 years old, a minister come to our community, and it was because of this man that him and his wife that we fished with, and we went on picnics and all together. And he told this minister about our people in our community. So really, when you get to thinking about it, God works slow, but you can just see how that he works things. And I've thought back how, Lord, there was something in my heart all of my life, and seemed like, and I'm not a goody two shoes, but I wanted to live for God, and God's people always attracted my attention, and I wanted to live for God. And so the Lord seen that, and in time he let me to see this wonderful way. And so I a lot of times I sit down and think all the way back when the Lord dealt with me, and how that even when I was just a little girl, somewhere or other, I wanted to go to church. I wanted to go and be with God's people. And then when Harlan went to service, we married in December of 42, and the following February, he had to go to service. Well, we never did get to move out or anything like that. And so I followed him as long as I could. And finally, he had to go overseas, so he brought me home, and that was the end of that. But anyway, all the time that I was with him out in Colorado I forget now where it's at, but anyway, it's close to Canada. I always wanted to go to church, and somewhere or other, wherever we was at, we found a church to go to. And one day we was walking down the street, and we heard some singing, and we followed, kept on going until we found it. It was a little mission. And of course, they didn't believe what we do. But anyway, the thing about it was, I wanted to be in church. And but wherever we went, we always found a church to go to. And it seemed like the Lord has always kept his hand on me. I never did care for the world, and I never did let it pull me. I could have, but I didn't. And just seemed like that the Lord just wouldn't let me go. And but now I see he wanted me to have this wonderful experience in the Lord. So I really praise the Lord, and I thank him that he dealt with my heart in the way that he did and kept his hand on me. And today I'm in the body of Jesus Christ, and I'm happy in the Lord. I like I say, I haven't made it, but I thank the Lord that he let me come among this people and to hear the things and to see the things that I see. And I praise him every day for it, because it's a wonderful walk. Believe me, it's a wonderful walk. Of course, you know it is. So let's keep going, okay? Bye-bye.
I felt we've had a good service tonight. And I want to let y'all go home. So let's just stand up tonight. Face and go check them seats over there for eggs. Thank you, Lord, for this tonight, Lord. We appreciate you. Be good with your people. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, you come in tonight and met with us and supped with us. Hallelujah. And we appreciate your